Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 75, Communicating Your Vision Effectively. Good leaders must communicate vision clearly, creatively, and continually. However, the vision doesn't come alive until the leader models it. By John C. Maxwell. How many times have you seen a leader who shares a vision but is inconsistent, doesn't role model what they're trying to describe? You lose interest in that vision, but not only that, you may even lose trust in that leader. Leaders can have great ideas, but unless they can clearly create that compelling vision for their people, ideas remain ideas. Leadership is about being able to communicate what that vision is on a consistent basis. You should be able to recall what that vision of your business or your organization is when asked. You are pointing the way and leading them toward the vision. You must first believe in the vision yourself in order to share it. It starts with gaining clarity of your vision. You cannot share a vision with others unless you clearly understand it yourself. It doesn't have to be perfect to gain that buy-in. People need to see the vision of what you're talking about. And if they cannot understand the picture of what you are creating, you will not gain that buy-in. So what is the vision? Share it with someone. Explain it to them. Answer some of the questions they might have. That's how you can gain clarity. Write it out. Draw pictures of it. What does it look like? Make your vision compelling by sharing stories. Describe your vision in as much detail as possible. The use of stories will create a connection between you and the people you are communicating the vision to. Think about the movies you go to. You actually are drawn into it because of the storyline that your interest is piqued because there's something about the story or how it makes you feel that pulls you in to wanting to learn more. People will learn your why for your vision and why it's so meaningful to you. They will start to visualize how they fit into the story. Otherwise, they feel like they're on the outside looking in. It's like looking through a candy store window, but not being able to touch or taste any of it. Keep your message simple, but powerful. What stories or experiences can you share that help create that compelling reason for making that vision a reality? And by all means, you want to communicate it with enthusiasm. If you're not excited about it, how can you expect others to be? Be passionate and enthusiastic about what you're doing. You want people to be engaged because I want to, rather than hearing them say, I have to attitude. Otherwise, they will not put in their best efforts as they have no vested interest. People will be drawn to the positive energy you share and will want to learn more. Try writing out your vision so you are describing the vision exactly as you see it and the possibilities that come with it. What excites you about the vision? Communicate in a variety of ways and channels. People like to receive information in different ways. They also each interpret messages in different ways. It is best practice to share your vision through a variety of channels. If you communicate the vision randomly, it will just get lost in the whirlwind of all the other daily activities. Or your message may even just get diluted. One of the most popular and possibly overused ways is just through email. We get so many emails in a day. Not that it's not effective, but imagine the impact when you get buried in 400 emails. You may choose to share the vision through one-on-one meetings, town hall meetings, video presentations, or even webinars. It can take 7 to 9 contacts with information before they start adopting or moving into action. Over-communicate the message to ensure that it sticks. What are the best ways for you to communicate the vision and reach your people? Help people see themselves as part of the future and part of making an impact of the greater good. Team members and followers have their own vision. It starts with, what's in it for me? Talk in terms of how we are going to make a vision reality rather than I as the leader. It's about working together, getting toward that common goal. People want to be a part of something bigger than themselves by knowing that they play a key role in making it happen. Collaborate and engage with your people in the process and help them to understand their role and responsibility in making the vision become part of the reality. Two-way dialogue is very, very important. They want to know what they will be doing will impact the vision and if their work is meaningful and if it matters. What part does your team member or team play in making this vision come true? Keep those communication lines open. Allow people to ask questions. Offer their suggestions. You never know what other experiences people have had until the right opportunity comes up to share it. What can you learn from the questions and the feedback that people share to strengthen your vision? You have a vision. You must now lead the way. Others are watching and waiting to find out how they will make an impact. And when it is their turn, invite them into the conversation and call them into action to be part of the vision. Thank you for listening to this podcast about communicating your vision effectively. I hope that there are nuggets in here that help increase your leadership capacity. Our podcast, The Millionaire Woman Show, is meant to take principles of leadership, business, and human potential to help you uplevel your game, become a better leader, become a better entrepreneur, business owner, so that you can go out and change the world. I just love hearing about how this podcast has been impacting people globally and hearing that people are sharing it with others so that they too can become better leaders, better entrepreneurs, and show up differently in the world. I invite you to go over to my website right now at www.deborahkozowski.com. Put your name and email into the box and get our Success Secrets newsletter. It comes out every 2 weeks with exciting content, new events coming up. There's so much going to be going on here in the next several months. I have a brand new book coming out that it's in pre-launch, so you can grab your copy today. It's $15 right now, and then the price will go up in September. But grab your copy and start investing in yourself. It's called Let's Be Curious. How to ask the right questions, get better answers so you can make the best decisions. Too many people are asking those face value questions and they're getting frustrated with not getting the answers that they want because it's harder to make those decisions. So what I want to do is create this book where you will have the opportunity to think about some of the questions that you've asked, how you can refine those questions to get the answers that you are actually looking for, so that you can make decisions with ease. And not only that, I would love for you to write a review, give us a 5-star high five on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, and share this podcast with other people. It is because of you that this is spreading and helping change the way we face the world. As Mahatma Gandhi said, go out and be the change you wish to see in the world and make today great, everyone. See you on the next podcast.